Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, the congressman from Nevada's 2nd Congressional District, Ray Hager, has the rundown.
Thanks, Sam. Today's guest is almost newly elected Congressman Mark Amadei of Carson City.
And we give him the whole show on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park. The Retail Association of Nevada, strengthening the business environment for Nevada retailers. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. And the Las Vegas Review Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
Look who benefits from Nevada mining, because mining creates more than 50,000 jobs. Mining contributes more than $300 million in annual tax revenue, with more than 61% going to the state to fund our schools and senior programs. And mining invests right here, where you live, work, and go to school, paying more taxes per employee than any other industry in the state. In good times and hard times, mining is working for Nevada families, working for you. Visit our website and learn more.
As an employer, did you know you can be held liable for negligent hiring? A background screening by Employer Links can uncover criminal records, like alcohol and drug convictions. It can verify the applicant's education, driving records, and professional licenses. Employer Links can check civil records, registered sex offender records, and social security fraud. Hiring the right person shouldn't be a gamble. Call Employer Links. Employer Links, protecting your investment.
All right, Sam, let's check on some commercial buildings, see how their roofs are holding up.
Some business owners can't replace their roofs right now. That's where our free inspections really help out.
Hold on. Let's go inverted. We'll get a closer look.
What do you think?
Well, it certainly can use some preventive maintenance.
Yeah, that would definitely extend the life of this roof.
You ready to check the next one?
Maybe next time we can just take a ladder.
You watch your company bottom line, and I'll cover the top of it.
As the stewards of the land, it is our responsibility to grow our businesses while keeping a watchful eye on our environment. We do this at TRI with conscientious development decisions. For example, the TRI water and sewer companies are designing a new wetland program to polish the waste effluent to a superior water quality standard. While biofuel companies like Fulcrum Bio and Advanced Refining Concepts are producing clean and alternative energy from landfill waste and natural products. The Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
This segment is sponsored by the law firm of Lewis & Rocha, providing local and regional clients in-depth legal resources in today's challenging business climate. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are pleased to welcome back to the program Congressman Mark Amadei of Nevada's 2nd Congressional District. Pleasure to have you back on the program, sir.
Good to see you guys in your neighborhood. Thanks.
The debates. Is there an effect between the debates and what goes on in Congress?
You know, in my experience, I'm about 115 days down the road. My answer is no. The folks that are running are on both sides, but in the Republican intramural contest that's going on now, I mean, they're saying what they think is important for them. It doesn't necessarily connect up with the work, at least that I've been exposed to in the 115-ish days that I've been around.
What do you think that says?
You know what? I think that says that whoever wins, and regardless of what side of the aisle you're on, that there's always work to be done in a liaison sense between those two branches of government, which is quite frankly, has been a challenge for some holders of the Oval Office, and others have done better. But I think there's a constant tension there, and the time we're in now is no different.
Congressman, it was reported late last year that when you hired for your Washington, D.C. staff, that you had no Nevadans on your D.C. staff. The only member of the federal delegation from Nevada without any people from Nevada on their D.C. staff. You said at the time that no one really applied. Really, no one applied from Nevada to work on your Washington, D.C. staff?
Well, I'll tell you what, Ray. The statement ignores the fact that the polls closed at 7 o'clock on the 13th, and we were operating before the end of the day on the 15th in Washington, D.C. And the answer, part of your statement is accurate. There are no Nevadans working presently, because part of the challenge was the office had been vacant since May 2nd, mm-hmm. when then Representative Representative Heller became Senator Heller. And so the idea and part of the campaign challenge was, we want representation, and we want you up and running ASAP. Now, notwithstanding that, I've been told afterwards that there were some people who may have submitted stuff through the website, which I don't know. I have no reason to say that they didn't. Did not come to my attention in any of the hiring decisions with the folks that were helping me from other people's staff. Senator Heller's chief of staff helped. Senator Heck's chief of staff helped. Some other members of chiefs of staff's helped. Staff from Speaker Boehner's office helped in the transition. So there may have been some stuff on the internet, which I have no reason to dispute. I can tell you, when I got down to looking at who the final folks were, because I didn't do the interviews from large to small, that there were no Nevadans on it. But I also got to tell you, in all honesty, we were looking at people who were best equipped to help that office be as effective as possible from the get-go, as soon as possible. And so I want to be real clear. I make no apologies for the staffing decisions that we made, because I think we've got a great team in there. And while Nevada connection is a criteria, and we've got as strong a staff in Nevada and Elko and Reno, as I'll put them up against anybody in the congressional
delegation. And those are all local people.
Absolutely they are. But it's like, listen, if a criteria for success was you should have, within 48, 72, 96 hours when you started making those decisions, have made Nevada residency a primary thing, it's like, listen, that was news to me. I think we've got some excellent folks who are producing excellent results, as the last 115 days bears witness to. And as Nevada people come along, that's fine. I mean, we'll put Nevada people in there, but we want the best possible staff to serve the people of CD2 that we can.
Okay, you were on Senate, chairman of the Senate Judiciary in this Silver State. You're on Judiciary now as one of your committee assignments. What did you think of the president with those recess appointments when, in fact, Congress wasn't actually in recess? And has there been discussion in the Congress about, you know, does this go to, now to the Supreme Court?
You know, I haven't been back because we've been working in the district, but I'm sure with the Judiciary Committee, I mean, we had some of the administration folks in front of Judiciary. The Attorney General himself was there within 2 weeks before the recess for Christmas.
That's my point, is that there wasn't really a recess, because the Republicans maintained, as the Democrats had done previously, a presence so that there would not be that opportunity for the president to make appointments, just like they try to stop George W. Bush from making appointments.
I know. And it's part of that tension that we talked about, Sam, just a minute ago, in terms of, and I'll tell you what the problem with it is. When you have the congressional approval rating where it is now, and
9%,
yeah, single digits. You know, I think I saw 8 or 7. So maybe we're on the maybe we're coming back. But you talk about that, and you talk about the difficulties even the president's facing, and it all goes back to the bottom line of credibility. And so when you use that example, it's like, hey, if they're not really in recess, how come you're doing it? And it gets back to credibility of, if you have no respect for your processes, whether you're in Congress or the administration, how do you expect other people to respect those processes?
Now, if this goes through, this would mean that any president has unbelievable abilities.
Yep. And you know, the interesting thing is he's getting a lot of criticism from the Senate. The Senate's upset about it. You know, it's that advise and consent thing, you know, that's kind of exclusive to the Senate. So, you know, I think it gets back to, if you want people to respect your work, you have to respect your own processes. And when you ignore them for political purposes, then, you know what, the respect erodes accordingly.
There was a suggestion in the New York Times yesterday that we put in place a time period, like a 90-day time period from the time that the president nominates somebody for the Senate to act upon it, and if they don't, then that person goes through. What do you think about the idea of something like that?
That's fair, as long as they actually have to always go through it. You know, the whole idea between advise and consent of the Senate is that you have some sort of vetting other than within the administration, regardless, Democrat or Republican, of who those people are who are going to be in those tremendously important administrative posts that have, quite frankly, a ton of power. And they're people who are elected by nobody. So they ought to be through some sort of process. I think it's a healthy thing.
All right, let's take a break. More with Congressman Amadeh when we come back.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
The Tamarack Junction is South Reno's headquarters for food, fun, friends, hot slots, and video poker. Join the best slot club in town, the Conductor's Club at the Tamarack Junction, where you can earn free play and comp dollars on over 450 of the latest state-of-the-art slots and video poker machines. Play your favorite games and win cash, comps, free play, and other great prizes. The Tamarack Junction, where locals meet in South Reno, just north of the Summit on South Virginia.
It's Tamarack Junction, your junction for fun.
To state-of-the-art energy, Nevada is the right state to be in. A reliable, efficient network. Cleaner energy resources like solar, wind, and geothermal. And technology that will help you save energy and money at home. Learn more at nvenergy.com.
The Nevada Beer Wholesalers encourages the responsible consumption of beer. The Nevada Beer Wholesalers Association are sponsors and participants in many community-based efforts such as school education programs, safe ride home, recycling programs, alcohol-free after-prom and graduation parties, safe boating campaigns, and designated driver programs. They are family-owned businesses employing 2,000 Nevadans. They also collect and pay the state excise tax. The Nevada Beer Wholesalers Association, delivering more than just beer.
This segment is sponsored by the law firm of Lewis & Rocha, providing local and regional clients in-depth legal resources in today's challenging business climate. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shadd.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Congressman Mark Amaday.
Congressman, last week, Senator Dean Heller came to Reno, and he said again that he was opposed to federal earmarks, and he was standing in front of the Reno Tahoe Airport Tower, which is a $27 million earmark that we can thank Harry Reid for. What is your stance on earmarks? Should they be banned altogether?
Well, yes, but here's why. It's not, we'll use your example, it's not that the tower shouldn't have been built, but it should have gone through the public process of funding that through the FAA appropriations or whatever's appropriate. The problem with earmarks, when you look at them, it's symbolic largely because it's not that it's a huge part of the federal budget, but a lot of them appear at the end with absolutely no hearings and they're in bills. And so you sit there and you go, and your colleagues have fun, and rightfully so, with what some of them are. You're going, you're kidding me. We're really spending federal money on studying the, you fill in the rest of it. So I don't think it's not that you shouldn't spend federal money for specific things like that, whether it's capital improvements or something else, but there should be some level of hearing on them. And the problem with earmarks is it's become synonymous with little or no hearing whatsoever, so you find out about them after the fact with absolutely no record in support.
But if that was the case, do you think the tower at the Reno Tahoe Airport would be built by now?
Well, if you believe in facts and policy, yeah. I mean, because I've been in that tower during my first 115 days, and you look across at the old one where you couldn't even see the ramps down there, where the passenger, it's like, I am certain that you could have made a very strong public case for this should rise to the top for tower improvements for FAA facilities throughout the nation. I mean, it speaks for itself, if you will.
So you would be for earmarks if there were hearings publicly and not just dropped into the
Well, here's the problem, Sam. I wouldn't be for anything that's called an earmark because the name has become synonymous with no hearing, here's put this in, tack that on, you know, the old Christmas tree thing. There are things that I think are important for federal spending in Nevada, but it's like, let's go through the budget process, compete, and put that in. And you know what? It's the same thing. If you've got the ability to get, for instance, Senator Reid has been very prolific in earmarks in years past. Well, guess what? I think he would be just as successful with his leadership position in being able to persuade the folks in the appropriate appropriations committee committees on his side that this is an appropriate way to spend budgeted monies. conversely, Dean Heller and Shelley Berkley both served on Ways and Means in the House. Put them in an excellent position to be able to make those cases for that committee in terms of its work or other works. I plan to be just as active in terms of resource issues and things like that to say, I don't want an earmark, but I think this is worth your resource support for purposes when you're figuring out what you're going to spend through the Forest Service or the BLM or the Bureau of Rec or whoever. But that process lets you see what I did and judge it based on what else is going on, as opposed to just, hey, by the way, in the final whatever bill, here was an earmark to do whatever.
All right, so bottom line is that that process actually occurs right now. It just occurs with committee chairs and leadership, because those things don't end up in bills with nobody knowing about them. It's just the majority of the committee doesn't know about them, correct?
Well, you know what? I'll tell you, Sam, the environment that I exist in, 80-some-odd people of the 435, 80-some-odd Republicans of the 242 that are Republicans in the House are freshmen. And you know what? I mean, there's a lot of labels applied to those folks, but here's the bottom line. They want to make a difference. The media has, rightfully so, shown a pretty intense light on the earmark process and a critical light, and so they're responding to that. And that isn't because somebody woke up one day and said, I didn't get one, and Bray Hager did. It's because the media has done an excellent job of pointing out the lack of process in earmarks, and so they're responding to that. And you know, I think it's appropriate. It's one of those things where we probably ought to say thanks, media, for pointing out just how that works or doesn't work in terms of being something that is policy-based rather than strictly political-based.
Now, Congressman, you know, I spent 2011 kind of chasing you around because you had that special election that you had to win. And it's been said that the key to that election was Judge James Russell's ruling that the political parties would decide the candidates and not have a free-for-all. Now, when political parties decided the candidates, you were the state chair of the Republican Party. Do you think in a free-for-all, you could have had Sharon Engel, Greg Brower, Kirk Lippold, lots of others. Do you think you still would have won a free-for-all as opposed to the way the election went down?
Well, I'll tell you what I've said publicly, Ray, is that if it had been a free-for-all, and it's no secret, I also said that I spoke with the lieutenant governor a lot about you in or are you out. And I'd also said publicly, you know what, if Brian Kroelke had decided that he was going to be in, I'd have thought pretty seriously about getting out. Because you're thinking, if everybody's in, how does this divide up? Because the Democrats had shown a lot more political, whatever you want to call it, acumen or whatever, in terms of we're going to get behind one person, even though Nancy Price and Jill Derby were mentioned. At the end of the day, it was Kate Marshall. And so you had your rallying point for those who were going to vote that ticket. We started talking about the presidential debates and stuff. Republicans love intramurals. And so if we were going to have a full-blown intramural, the question would have been, do you think you can gather more than, I mean, the number we were using was 30-35% in a free-for-all open election. And I'll tell you, I had made the decision that if Brian Kroelke ran, that would be a very difficult thing to do. That's no disparagement of Kirk Lippold or Greg Brower or Sharon Engel if she'd have stayed in.
Well, without Kroelke, you know, take Kroelke out of the...
I think I'd have been in. I think I'd have stayed in.
All right, let's hold it there. I'm going to hold you over for another segment, if that's okay.
Sure,
we'll be right
fine.
Back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax.
Press on, Southern Nevada. It's a new beginning. Information the way you need it. We are fighting for you every day to make your life better. The facts. So you can succeed. So you can plan. So you can dream. And always remember, press on.
The Pizza Baron is celebrating 40 years in business. And as a way to thank you, Reno and Sparks, the Pizza Baron is offering 30 wings and a large pizza for just $19.95.
We deliver for 40 years.
Piping hot all over town.
Cuba's the way. Cuba is the party. Cuba's my baby.
RV show and sell that sells more RVs in January than any other, now through Sunday. It's Travelers RV annual factory authorized RV show and sell inside the Livestock Event Center with factory authorized deep discounts, no money down and no payments till spring financing. New lines of RVs like Forest River Surveyor, Vikings 2,500 pound travel trailers, many new floor plans, and of course the number one and number two selling Montanas and Cougars. Plus an RV pass for 1 year with your RV purchase now through Sunday.
All new Dr. Phil.
I don't think I have a problem.
Are these teens partying to death?
I can still stop at any time.
You can't stop. He's been to the hospital 17 times for alcohol poisoning.
The Pizza Baron is celebrating 40 years in business. And as a way to thank you, Reno and Sparks, the Pizza Baron is offering 30 wings and a large pizza for just $19.95.
We've delivered for 40 years.
Piping hot all over town.
This segment is sponsored by the law firm of Lewis & Rocha, providing local and regional clients in-depth legal resources in today's challenging business climate. This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Congressman Mark Amaday.
Congressman, I want to ask you a question about something written in a rural paper, the Fernley Leader, which probably one of your biggest towns in your district. This comes from Charles Lawson of the Fernley Leader, and he said that he checked with your voting record, and quote, and after all the complaining about partisanship, Amity consistently votes the Republican Party line 97% of the time, with only Speaker John Boehner and Christopher Lee voting at a higher percentage. I wonder what higher office he is seeking. So how do you respond to that?
Well, and I know Charlie, with all due respect, Charlie, take a look at those votes, because many of them are procedural votes, which, like, when we go back a week from on the 17th or whatever, those votes are procedural. They're for suspensions and stuff like that. There is a narrower set of votes where they talk about that some of my colleagues routinely vote against the journal approval so they can say they don't vote the party line. But when you look at the truly substantive votes, when you talk about no votes on two of the three major budget pieces of legislation, I didn't vote for them because I was concerned about, I vote based on the policy. But on all the procedural stuff, it's like, yeah, when you're in the majority, you vote the procedural way the majority goes. In response to his, so I don't think it's not 97, although I will continue to be a policy guy, not a guy who you find voting no on the journal to say I voted against the speaker, although I can tell you that I had some discussions with the speaker after voting no on the budget stuff.
And how did that go?
Well, you know what, Sam, it just went like this. I said, listen, the polls closed at the time those votes were taken. The polls closed at 7 o'clock on September 13th. I was sworn in on the 15th. I still remember what I told those people. And so I'm not going to come back here and then go, you know what, I know what I told you, but it's different now. I says, everybody knows you can't fix this financial situation in like that, but you have to start somewhere. And so this was my only opportunity for the coming year to say, here's what I think about the work that we've done in trying to balance the budget and quit adding to the debt. And so when, depending on whose numbers you use, you've either saved $8 million or a billion when you're talking about a trillion plus. It's like, you know what, I appreciate the work that's been done. There's been a lot of work. Discretionary spending is back to the end of the Bush level era, but still we're continuing to build on that debt and we're continuing to operate north of a trillion upside down. And it's like, we need to do better on that just in order to have a sustainable private sector.
Fareed Zakaria was...
And I'm not running for higher office, tell Charlie.
Okay, Fareed Zakaria, unless something happened. Fareed Zakaria, I won't pin you down on
that. Let me get familiar with this one. Anyhow.
Fareed Zakaria had Alan Simpson on his program this weekend, and Alan Simpson was just talking about the fact that Congress is just totally ignoring Simpson Bowles, that he and Erskine Bowles are traveling around the country in a nonpartisan way. Alan Simpson, for those that might not remember, one of the most respected and conservative senators from Wyoming, had his name on the last immigration bill that President Reagan signed, a man of great humor and great common sense. And he says that Congress is totally ignoring Simpson Bowles and also David Walker's plan, both that give a 10 to 25 year timeline to fix our financial problems. Do you ever hear anything about Simpson bones in the Congress?
I hear very little about it, but I can tell you what, not only Congress, everybody's ignoring Simpson bowls, and it's too bad because there's something in there for everybody to hate. But if you're ever going to start dealing with the policy of spending and debt, that is, I think, where you have to start. But you know, Sam, the lesson that I learned before Christmas on that extenders bill was there is a whole universe out there which focuses on the politics, and the politics makes for neat real-time stuff to talk about. But the biggest disappointment to me in that whole thing is the policy was completely ignored. Regardless of what position you were on the policy, this was all about, we didn't do those folks any favors with a 60-day extension. We're going to be doing it all again. And it's like, listen, if you didn't like the fight over Christmas and maybe a gap in those things, wait until there's a revenue package on the table, which I predict was why 60 more days was needed, so you can start doing the whole thing about corporations, oil companies, millionaires, jet planes, all that wrapped into how do you pay for those extensions for a longer amount of time. And it was discouraging because you did nothing to address the policy. You know, millionaires on unemployment, people incarcerated on unemployment, pay freezes for federal, you know, it's like, come on. We didn't talk about any of that. It was all political.
And that's where we have to leave it, sir, in a political year where apparently nothing is going to get done for the next 12 months. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
Are you into exotic animals? How about colorful saltwater fish and reptiles? At Sierra Aquatics, we have what you need and so much more. Sierra Aquatics has more reptiles and fish in stock than anyone in Northern Nevada. Plus all the supplies you'll need to keep your furry and not-so-furry friends happy. With new species arriving all the time, you'll be sure to find something that you'll want to take home. Stop by and see our newly expanded facility at Sierra Aquatics in the Costco Shopping Center on Plum Lane in Reno.
With all the uncertainty around healthcare, if you don't have health insurance through your work, now is a good time to find an individual plan that makes sense for your needs and budget from a name you can trust, Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield. For example, Kristen just started her own business.
Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield helped me compare plans, and my personal doctor was in their large network. And when I needed surgery later, I didn't worry about my savings or my bottom line.
Or take George, who retired early and chose a plan that covers prescriptions.
I had a little health scare recently. My doctor ran some tests and changed my prescription. And now, I'm back in the game.
With Caitlin's busy life, she needed coverage she could count on with preventive care.
Because with kids, you never know what will happen.
If you're looking for individual health coverage that makes sense, join all the people who depend on Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield.
For a free rate quote, contact your local agent. Call 1-866-771-0119 or visit us online at anthemforme.com.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com.
Thanks, Sam. On our next broadcast, our guest is Gary Epstein, who has some interesting connections to the state of Israel.
We'll see you on the next broadcast. Thanks for watching and listening.